Hello, Elementary Chinese Pod, Shanghai, China, Ken.
Jenny, you're being very minimalistic today.
I'm getting to the point. Jenny, tell us more.
Oh, do you know that girl?
Do I know that girl? We are, I believe, on the university campus. Someone is seeking to
get to know a certain girl.
That's right.
So today's lesson is, of course, not restricted to university students.
Well, a lot of the language, I mean, all the language in the newbies and the LAs are really flexible in terms of they could be used in many, many, many contexts.
Yes.
Because they're high frequency stuff. But yeah, we're at a university, maybe in a club or something, at the dancing place in the club. What do I know what happens in a university these days? But anyway, that's where we are. Let's listen to the exchange. Three times we'll come back and we will look into it in more detail.
对话第一遍。
你认识那个女孩吗？
哪个？
那个，很漂亮的。
哦，她是三年级的。
你帮帮我吧。我想跟他见面。
不行，他是我哥哥的女朋友。
第二遍。
你认识那个女孩吗？
哪个？
那个，很漂亮的。
哦，她是三年级的。
你帮帮我吧，我想跟她见面。
不行，她是我哥哥的女朋友。
第三遍。
你认识那个女孩吗？
哪个？
那个，很漂亮的。
哦，她是三年级的。
你帮帮我吧，我想跟她见面。
不行，她是我哥哥的女朋友。
Today's lesson is quite useful to describe people.
Okay, that's true. Very good. So why don't we translate?
你认识那个女孩吗?
Do you know that girl?
你认识那个女孩吗?
Do you know that girl?
你认识那个女孩吗? 哪个?
Which one?
哪个?
Which one?
哪个? 那个, 很漂亮的。
That one, the beautiful one.
那个, 很漂亮的。
That one, the pretty one.
那个很漂亮的。哦，她是三年级的。
She's a third year student.
哦，她是三年级的。
Yeah, she's a third year student.
哦，她是三年级的。你帮帮我吧，我想跟她见面。
Help me out here. I want to meet her.
你帮帮我吧，我想跟她见面。
Give me some help here. I want to meet her.
你帮帮我吧，我想跟她见面。不行，她是我哥哥的女朋友。
No way. She's my older brother's girlfriend.
不行，她是我哥哥的女朋友。
No, sorry. She's my older brother's girlfriend.
不行。她是我哥哥的女朋友。
Okay.
Sad unrequited love.
Well, it happens. I'm not sure if it's unrequited love, but it's at least vague interest. Now, this isn't terribly difficult from a vocabulary perspective at the LE level, but there are some nice patterns in it.
Yes.
All right, now let's look for those patterns.
Sure.
Let's take it from the top.
你认识那个女孩吗?你认识那个女孩吗?
Now, the verb to recognize, to know in that sense is
认识认识
认识 Now, the tones there are
Fourth and neutral.
Fourth and neutral.
Yes.
And quite often people will say somebody's name in case could say something like 认识不认识
对
Do you know that person?
认识吗? Now, and we have to make it clear that 认识 means you personally know.
Not just a matter of you recognize them.
Exactly.
Yeah, 认识 as in you have, you're an acquaintance, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, that girl, in the expression here is...
那个女孩那个女孩
Now, tell us about this, 那个。
那个 basically means that one.
That one. So it's fourth tone.
Yes.
Yeah. And girl is, I guess, usually the same way as English. I mean, clearly this is a young woman.
And
she's 20, probably something. But
we still use.
Still used. Yeah.
女孩.
Good. And so when you want to form a question, how was that done?
哪个?
As in, which one? And it's clear that that's a question there.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Now, and to contrast that once again with that one.
那个.
So could you contrast the two things, the question, which one, with the expression that one?
The question is 哪个? And the answer, 那个.
Okay, it takes a little bit of practice, but it's there. So you could listen over a couple of times to that. Okay, so that one, the beautiful one.
很漂亮的.
Yeah, fairly straightforward, right?
Yes.
很漂亮的, the beautiful one.
对.
Yeah. Okay, now, she's a third-year student. The implication, of course, is university students. We're not in
primary school. God, no. So, 她是... 三年级的. Oh, 她是三年级的.
Yeah, so she's a year three student.
Yes.
Meaningful, I guess, in the context of students talking to other students. Again, I guess that's an important thing if you're a freshman and she's a third. Whatever. Anyway, that's just one way to describe her. Now, so the guy's interested and he's like, help me out here.
你帮帮我吧. 你帮帮我吧.
Now the verb to help is
帮
first tone.
Yes.
Right. So help me out here.
你帮帮我吧.
So this is it's a nice sort of informal expression.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
it's loose.
When we duplicate the verb, it softens the tone, makes it more casual.
That's
and
right.
Friendly.
And the particle at the end continues to do so.
Yes.
It's like it's almost like, oh, I need help me out here. I need some help.
Why don't you help me?
I guess
out?
He just doesn't want to sound desperate or something. He's like, oh, help me out here. Anyway, so it's a good expression and it is very expressive while we're at it. So let's hear it again, please, Jenny.
你帮帮我吧. 你帮帮我吧.
Yeah. So I wanna meet her.
我想跟她见面. 我想跟她见面.
Now this 我想, great phrase, can work in a million contexts. Literally translated meaning
I want to.
I want. Now the tone on this 想 is
third tone.
Yeah.
想. Yes.
So, I want to, I would like to. Now, this is a good expression to meet with her.
跟她见面.
Now, 跟她, two first tones here, mean with her.
Yep.
And then the verb comes at the end.
见面. Now, so pay attention to the syntax. 跟她见面.
Yeah, great phrase can be used in many, many. You know, tomorrow I'm going to meet some colleague or say, you could say,
跟同事见面.
见面,跟她见面. So it's with him connect, with her meet, whatever. It's good. Now, the verb to actually to meet is
见面. Yes.
Two fourth tones.
Yep.
What do these elements mean literally, please, Jenny?
Well, 见 means to see.
Yep.
And 面 means face.
To see face. There you go. Good little mnemonic. 见面, see face.
见面.
I don't know why that works as a mnemonic, but it does for me for some reason. 见面, two fourth tones. So this phrase is really useful. So I'd like to meet her.
我想跟她见面.
Okay. Now, 不行, not gonna happen.
对, no way.
Yeah.
不行.
So, 不行.
Because 她是我哥哥的女朋友.
Yeah.
她是我哥哥的女朋友.
So the 哥哥, of course, the older brother.
Yes.
And that's his girlfriend. So she's certainly not gonna go in.
对.
Make the introduction. Wow. Okay. Why don't we listen to this three more times?
对话第一遍。你认识那个女孩吗？哪个？那个，很漂亮的。哦，她是三年级的。你帮帮我吧，我想跟她见面。不行，她是我哥哥的女朋友。第二遍。你认识那个女孩吗？哪个？
那个很漂亮的。
哦，她是三年级的。
你帮帮我吧，我想跟她见面。
不行，她是我哥哥的女朋友。
第三遍。
你认识那个女孩吗？
哪个？
那个很漂亮的。
哦，她是三年级的。
你帮帮我吧，我想跟她见面。
不行，她是我哥哥的女朋友。
One thing here, I think we've touched on it in the past, but university kids here to me, on one level, they seem very innocent.
Yeah.
More so, let's say, than, do you think so, than in the West?
Exactly. I guess a big reason is most of our life is dominated by studying up to this point.
Yes.
So we've seen nothing and really done nothing.
and so university students are a very studious little lot too. I mean, they all study and they...
Oh, not when they go to university.
Yeah, but you don't have the equivalent of like the frat parties and don't have that. You just don't have
that. Yeah, the kind of entertainment is also...
It's quite different.
Yeah.
It's safer and it's kind of...
Kid-ish.
A little bit. But, you know, in some ways, it's also... there's another level of maturity about it because they get on with it. You know, they do the study and they go and they get jobs and stuff like that. I think it's a phase with Western kids in college where you have to get this thing out of your system somehow that it's in many ways I think it works out the same in the
end. In my observation, university life in China is like high school life in America,
kind of. Interesting stuff. Alright, we hope that was useful, and we of course will bring you more of where that came from each day.
And you know you have to go to ChinesePod.com to further your learning.
Exactly. Alright, we better go. We will see you again tomorrow. Until then, it's time to say
take care and 再见。
再见。